Gosh, and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Confirmation hearings beginning today for Health and Human Services Secretary nominee Robert F. Kennedy Jr. with a big no warning from one of Kennedy's well-known cousins.
Caroline Kennedy is accusing him of trying to profit off of vaccine information, but she says it's his personal qualities that pose even greater concern, calling him addicted to attention and power. If confirmed, Kennedy would lead an agency of 80,000 employees and a $1.7 trillion budget, dealing with everything from drug approvals to food recalls to responding to the next pandemic.
ABC's Rachel Scott on Capitol Hill. A federal judge temporarily blocking the Trump administration's order freezing billions in federal grants, loans, and assistance programs. Buyout offers for about 2 million federal workers still on the table, though. Some are exempt, including those who work for the post office, immigration, and in national security. The Federal Reserve wrapping up its January meeting and is expected to keep interest rates steady. This is ABC News. A fright on a South Korean runway after a passenger plane suddenly caught fire recently. ABC's Ian Pannell.
The blaze stretching across the Airbus operated by South Korean carrier Air Busan. Security footage showing smoke rising, fire crews desperately trying to douse the flames. 169 passengers and 7 crew evacuated just as smoke starts to fill the cabin. Officials believe the fire began in the tail. Miraculously, only 3 people suffering minor injuries.
Yes, but it comes a month after a passenger plane crashed in South Korea as well, killing 179 people. Interest rates likely to stay right where they are for a while. The Federal Reserve's Open Market Committee wrapping up its first 2-day meeting of the year today, widely expected to leave interest rates alone. The Fed is still trying to get inflation down to the 2% target level. Lego is about to have some competition. Mattel is launching its own building set called Mattel Brick Shop. The first one is expected out this spring. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter.
Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
The Bucks lose in Portland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Portland Trail Blazers have a losing record, 27-29, and yet they beat the Bucks by a final score of 125-117. Were there some bad play calls by the referees on duty? Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Yeah, I don't know if that was... I thought they got what they wanted all game, honestly. Drove the ball the entire game, beat us off the dribble the entire game. Had a ton of dare shots early on, which gets guys going. They make a couple, then they feel good. I never thought we established any kind of defensive presence throughout the game. I thought our offense was awful. I really did. I don't care if we were scoring. We didn't have the beautiful ball movement, next pass, hitting the open guy the entire night. We just didn't. The ball stuck all night. Played a lot of iso ball. And we're good enough on certain nights to get away with that.
So the Bucks head to Texas next to take on the Spurs Friday night in San Antonio with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A forgotten actor joins the cast of a forgotten TV show. I always wondered why Jason Patrick never achieved bigger status as an actor. He always does solid work, and now will be doing it on a TV show that has been demoted from network TV to Peacock, but is part of a huge franchise known as Law & Order. Patrick, who is Jackie Gleason's grandson, will join Christopher Maloney in the cast of Law & Order Organized Crime for Season 5 as Detective Tom McKenna. There is no official date as to when Season 5 will drop. One of Pete's picks, A Complete Unknown. I'm not exactly likely going out on a limb here, as it's Oscar nominated. The film follows Bob Dylan's transition from folk and the acoustic guitar to rock and playing a more electric sound. The narrative uses Dylan's music as a through line, starting with his arrival in New York at the age of 19. Three of the film's cast members, Timothy Chalamet, Edward Norton, and Monica Barbaro, are all nominated for Oscars. Definitely worth a look. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny, not as warm today, but still a very nice late January day with highs in the mid-30s. Still a bit breezy, partly cloudy and a low of 23 tonight. On Thursday, sunny and warm again, still breezy with highs in the upper 40s. Right now, it's 31 degrees.
What do you know about Black History Month? Stories past and present on the next New Wisco Weekend. I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Terry Barr. Also a Green Bay woman's unique way of sharing history with the kids.
Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS. From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Come your way, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS, and Appleton and Oshkosh, and of course, worldwide on the Civic Media app. It is 34 in Green Bay, 34 in Appleton, 35 in Oshkosh. Man, that's as nice as we've had
time. I know. I think it's going to be 40 and maybe 50 tomorrow.
Oh, man.
No, I saw that.
You know that? What does that conjure up in your head, what you're going to do?
What, climate
for
change?
For me, bike shorts and tank top, and I'm walking the trail. I am. It's never too early for that. Never too early. But we're joined by some special guests here. Stephen Lipinski, Jacob Hederschneit.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Close enough.
And Brandon Danforth, the dispensary, their partnership with Heights Pub and Parlor, which is where we are, downtown Green Bay. You want a Bloody Mary, you want a mimosa, you want it free, come on down right here, right now. We are here. They've got great specials going on all day long, ladies and gentlemen. It is their one-year anniversary. It's a fantastic place. Can't say enough good things about it. If you got friends coming in from out of town and somebody says, want to go for lunch? Here's a great place to go for lunch. They got phenomenal
right
food.
On Washington Street, downtown.
Right on
Washington.
Beautiful. 1877, so that means it's over 100 years old.
And far to walk from our studio.
Exactly.
So it's in the hub of downtown.
Well, we've got Stephen, Jacob, and Brandon with us from the dispensary. We've had you guys on before. Welcome back, fellas.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for having us.
So when I think of a dispensary, do you sell weed there?
Wow. Wow, Jim. Oh, boy.
John.
Oh, boy.
John, okay.
Let's rip the gloves right off.
Absolutely, right?
John, what do you think of when you hear dispensary?
Medicinal things.
We have all of it. All cannabis. All cannabis-derived products.
Yes, sir. All hemp-derived. Hemp-derived products.
There you go.
What are these that you just handed us? I don't know what this is.
That's a pre-roll. That is a pre-roll from our stores.
Oh, I'm way off base.
Okay, I don't even know how to open it. So
it probably smells the same.
I can't get the creamer open. How weird am I getting? I can't. Oh, I had to get Ashley over here to open the creamer for my coffee.
Yeah.
And you couldn't do it either, could you? You could not.
She offered to do it. So
wow.
Okay. Yeah. So this dispensary, you just gave him.
Oh,
right.
Oh, that's one of those.
Oh,
it's that kind of.
Oh yeah. There you go.
Oh yeah.
Tell me what's in there that's not in Michigan.
I feel like I need to listen to.
That's not
Pearl okay. Jam when Kobe I pull
does,
one of those out.
Kobe does the spiel the best.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Spiel.
So we all right. Sorry. So marijuana is legal in every state surrounding Wisconsin except Wisconsin.
You're right. Absolutely right. And about $53 million of Wisconsinite money goes out of state every year.
I went through Menominee, Michigan, Sunday morning. Okay, Sunday morning, they get that place up there. It was mind-boggling. The length of the cars. I mean, there was this big parking lot, and it was like up and then back and then up and they're back. And there were security guys directing traffic. It is mind-boggling how busy that place is up in Menominee, Michigan.
It's a cool circus, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wouldn't it be cool if you didn't have to go to a circus and you could just get something from your hometown here in Green Bay that is, you know, veteran-owned and kind of the exact same thing that you would get up in Michigan, minus the penalty,
minus the having to drive, get an oil change, risk a felony.
It's a felony?
Yes, sir. Crossing state lines is a felony.
Really? I didn't know that. Wow. I mean, I've been felonous before, but I didn't know that could happen.
So what do you sell then?
There we go.
Right now, our biggest thing is THCA. So THCA, and this is something that, like, if you do go to Michigan and you buy the stuff up there, I urge you, check the label. It will say that product that you just bought, the flower you just bought from Michigan, has THCA right on the label. It's a natural component to cannabis. It's in all cannabis. We can sell that in the state of Wisconsin.
John, do that next time.
So we have, I actually have a picture on LinkedIn I posted. I got in a real big heated social media battle. It was really lame because I showed explicitly that the labels that we have and the stuff that we test for is the same exact component you get in Michigan.
Well, so that's my point. What is there a difference? You just said there's not.
No, there's not. The only thing that's different is ours does not have the Delta 9 THC, which is the only thing in the cannabis plant that makes it marijuana.
Jim gave me some of his that he bought from some guy in the alley behind here.
Okay. The street stuff. Yeah, that's also Delta 9 THC. If you look it up,
don't think that's what this is, but I've never slept better.
Oh, okay.
I just take it to sleep, and it's phenomenal.
Those were gummies. It's not. I didn't buy any weed.
No. It's
any gummy. I should change my mind. Any street weed you get is Delta 9 THC.
Okay, let me just say one thing, though, about street weed.
Yes.
And we had people on where that's, like, it's really dangerous that some people have died because of fentanyl being in it, correct?
That's a whole other reason why we operate is because people are going to go out and get it. Whatever they're going to do, they're going to go out and get it. So you can come to us. Our stuff is tested. We grow it. We make it. We source it. We make our own damn gummies. Like, it's we quality assure all of our stuff.
But isn't there a fear nowadays of fentanyl being infused into the actual weed, the bag of pot, as they used to say, or whatever?
Oh, yeah. And so that's the thing with law enforcement. Everything we're trying to do is work within the state is with law enforcement. They'd much rather focus on that,
like, right?
Outside
I want to get back to what I gave to John. So you buy this stuff online, right? And it's extra. I forgot what I gave you. I bought a bunch of that, but it is that. Can they sell it in Wisconsin?
I guess I don't know what they.
It's called Bliss.
I'd have to see
a D9.
It probably.
Okay, I'm just wondering if it's illegal.
But it's
in Wisconsin.
A sleep thing. It's marketed as a sleep thing. I mean, you buy it in the market right up the street here. But
the only thing that makes it illegal is if it has Delta 9 THC in it. So
other than that,
we basically, I was talking to Jacob about this. The entire country legalized every other component of cannabis outside of Delta 9 THC.
That's what I'm asking. Okay, so there was a big election a few years ago, and Michigan, you know, passed the law. Yeah. What's the difference between what's going on up in Menominee, Michigan, versus what you guys are selling here in Green Bay?
Right.
You guys are doing it totally, completely legal, but if you took their stuff and sold it down here, it'd be a felony.
It's Delta 9.
Delta 9 THC. If you look at the lab results of the things they send in for testing, which you should do as a company, third-party testing to make sure your stuff is safe and good and quality or whatever, that will show Delta 9 THC.
Okay, so tell me, what does Delta 9 THC do?
It's the most psychoactive component to the plant.
Hemp is bred.
So
hemp is bred
for
many other things outside of potency, in which marijuana is deemed in black and white literature very potent. Hemp is deemed less potent. So even though it is deemed less potent in literature or in legislation, our product, per our transparency with every part of our processes, happens to be better than that Michigan or that Illinois product that you can get. And instead of risking going outside of state lines and doing it, you can talk to a bud tender who genuinely is not after a dollar, but after your well-being, in a sense of the cannabinoid use, whether it be a Delta 8 product like a gummy that we have that would be really good for relaxation, or for somebody that's a little bit more of a veteran in the game like yourselves, our Prohibition 9 line would be where I would recommend you guys to go for that night's sleep.
I don't know if that was a compliment or an insult or something saying you guys are so old, you guys probably are back to the 60s.
I just want to say that I have some friends in Illinois, and one of them, his wife, just because, I don't know, cripples is not the right word, but just all these aches and pains, and this guy's like, I don't know, 85 years old, and he drove into one of your places, not yours, but in Illinois. Used to be a Chinese restaurant, and he just, I just the love for, that he had for his wife to do that, right? 85 years old, you go in and buy this. But he said it worked great because she was a little chatty. But she
told her to take another one.
Yeah, that's what he kind of did.
You know, one of the things that I wanted to bring up is they really do work with veterans and stuff like that who have pain and things like that. So I think that's the thing that interests me right. most about these guys. Yeah.
Well, also, I know there are some things prescribed maybe on the side because a doctor maybe can't do it if it's not legal in the state. But for post-traumatic stress, some of these things are being used.
Yeah, absolutely. As a combat veteran myself, I did a brief tour in Syria. Shout out Operation Inherent Resolve and all.
Wait a minute, say that again.
Operation Inherent Resolve.
Where was that?
In Syria.
Oh, wow.
Kicking ISIS's ass.
You were in Syria?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
For a brief time.
All right.
Shout out the boys that didn't make it back. And all the Toby Keith songs that make us cry at night.
Yeah, I know. Wow. What branch?
Army.
Army? Okay.
Yes, sir. My father is a Marine, though, so I just did that to piss him off.
I guess. And I'm sure it worked.
Could be worse. He could have been Army and you joined the Marines.
My little brother went Air Force. Shout out Mitchell.
That's awesome.
But no, the receptor line that we have is not just for those that are looking to feel a buzz. We have a receptor line that is strictly pain, sleep, and focus, in which combat veterans that experience PTSD like myself, 100% disabled veteran, I preach this all the time, and although it's not completely legal for veterans at all yet, pushing that as a dispenser, as a veteran-owned company, we have a 20-plus year Army veteran at the helm of the dispensary. So
and I just want to say one thing. And I'm not advocating the use of anything, but I'm going to say this, okay? Blanket statement. It's 100 times better than reaching for the bottle for those guys.
Yes, sir.
Preach.
Not even a question.
Preach.
That is a dark hole.
And that's right.
Or being fed some form of pill or Lord knows what you're being fed by, you know, pharmaceutical companies or your doctor who just wants to push whatever he can on you.
Right, yeah. So you guys are sold on this big time. Do you lobby? Do you go down to Madison? Because I know that's come up time and time again. We interviewed some people on a show I have, and, you know, it's split a little bit. I think it's moving in your direction for medicinal purposes. But tell me what you're hearing.
100%. That's the reason why we met Brian. Brian, you still up over there? You doing all right?
I'm here.
Atta baby. That's exactly how we met Brian, is getting out here, doing the groundwork, the grassroots, like you said. As a veteran-owned company, we're going to approach people in the way that we think it ought to be approached. We want to make sure the local business, we inject ourselves into local businesses and start with the business owners, like that very handsome man over there, and we just have a conversation. Hey.
Brian's looking around.
Yeah.
Who in the hell bought my bar?
Shout out the one mimosa this morning. No. But we have a conversation about have you ever tried cannabis yourself, and then per your bar, because this is Wisconsin, this is the Ivy League of bar.
Okay, I'm going to throw out what every anti person would say. Well, it's a gateway drug.
Gateway to what? Cheetos?
Well, we're not going to get everybody. That's funny. Unfortunately, I guess we're not going to get everybody, but we.
But you know that'll happen. Somebody'll say that.
We just got a text actually from Tori. I have a CDL. Is it legal to use?
So we do have products that will be able that are THC free. So you would be able to use them. And so Jacoby's talking about the receptor line. This is science that goes back. I forget how many. 50 years or something like that, with a company called Ibna out of Israel. You can use these products. They
can you hold that thought? We're going to come back with you guys. Okay, we're going
to
sit at a quick break.
We'll talk a little bit more about the relationship too with the Heights.
Yeah, absolutely.
Please.
Steven, Jacob, Brandon, we're from the dispensary. We are downtown Heights Pub and Parlor. Back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The Equal Protection Clause embedded in the U.S. Constitution's 14th Amendment is now being used to dismantle the 1965 Voting Rights Act, opening the door to even more voter suppression. Why is its history important? The 14th Amendment passed in 1868 and granted citizenship to formerly enslaved African Americans. The Equal Protection Clause reads, "No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws." Scholars agree that it was intended to stop states from discriminating against Black Americans. Yet, as the National Constitution Center points out, it was also used to justify the U.S. Supreme Court's Plessy v. Ferguson, allowing discriminatory, separate but equal schools, transportation, and accommodations in 1896. Another interpretation overturned that decision in Brown v. Board of Education in 1954. In 2023, it was used to eliminate race-based affirmative action for college admissions. U.S. Supreme Court conservatives, notably Justices Alito and Thomas, argue any consideration of race is a violation of the Equal Protection Clause. How might their interpretation impact voting rights? More on that in our next report.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Heights Pub and Parlor, downtown of Washington Street in Green Bay. It's their one-year anniversary. They've been spectacular sponsors of the Mino and the Mayor show. And come on down, because they want to return the favor of being nice to everybody. Nikki and the big man, Jesse, just walked in. They've got, what do you got there, donuts and stuff for people? What do you got there, Jess?
It's for you.
What is it? I can't hear you. Come on, speak up. You only weigh 275. You can't be louder. Mino and the Mayor mugs. Nice.
All right.
Very
we'll
cool. Mind on the Mayor mugs.
All right.
And they are bottomless today. Free drinks all day long if you got a Mind on the Mayor mug.
Don't say that.
I'm trying to help Ryan here, Jim. I'm a marketing guy, Jim. I'm an idea guy.
Marketing people don't give stuff away, Johnny.
All weekend. Rest of the week. Right. Till the Super Bowl. Bottomless. Mind on Mayor mugs. Hey, we're with guys from the dispensary who are... Talk a little bit about your relationship here with the Heights, if you guys don't mind.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Don't even know where to start. I think we grabbed.
Love you, Brian.
Love you, Brian. Thanks, Brian. Happy.
That almost sounded like a guy. That's not what that sounded like. He sounded like the lead singer of a band. And we all thank. Love you, Brian.
Congratulations for the 1 year, by the way.
Yes, sir. Awesome.
Absolutely.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Right. So how do?
We're grabbing lunch. I think I was grabbing lunch here with somebody we're doing work with, and we just started our joint adventure segment, which is our way to get into other businesses, talk with other people, business owners that might be friendly to our industry. And Brian was one of the first that just was open to it and wanted to have a conversation. So we end up getting involved with them, talking with them. We end up shooting a podcast here. And now we're just in conversations to get together to do a couple different things. I know he's interested in our golf outing that we put on to raise money for veterans.
When's that?
That'll be in June.
Let us know so we can promote that.
So that is our second annual, something he showed interest in. So we're willing to just work together that way. And I know we're talking draft day stuff. He's got other works going on, but we're just trying to work around with
so
him.
So you guys have two businesses, right? You got this dispensary, but then you have this. It's a podcast. You'll come to a business. Tell me about that. Do you interview other people?
Yep. So kind of. I guess that's what it's formed into. We're... I'd say these guys, we're the media team.
Yeah. We would love to have you on.
Absolutely.
Totally organically happened. So
that's nice.
It's not its own. It's our way to just get out.
And what's the name of your podcast if we don't listen to it, and where can we get it?
That's The Dispensary Live.
Nice.
So okay. We're kind of taking, we're really creative here. We're just trying to rebrand.
Can't imagine why.
A little bit too, because we're starting to realize it is its own individual thing, and it's really cool. People like it. We just did the National Railroad Museum in Green Bay. So we'll be featuring that soon. Love to come by your guys' studio.
Absolutely
love it.
Yes, please.
Absolutely.
Just spread awareness of people that are pro, that don't care that we're in this industry.
How is business? I mean, I think a lot of people go to Michigan.
Really, really good. I'd say we're up to 19 locations across 5 states. We just had to shut down one store due to traditional business. Building got bought out. We had to vacate.
But that happens
outside of that. We've done the legal battle. We've gotten to legal struggles, and not in Wisconsin, for states that are banning hemp-derived products. There are states that aren't.
Okay, I want to talk. I want to segue back to the podcast. So, if there's a business that supports your vision of, what is your vision? Legalized?
Yeah. Just breaking the stigma. For us, it's if we can be in a business, be a part of the industry, have the conversation there. And it just breaks that whole conversation of that people don't want to have right now.
We're down at the Heights Pub and Parlor on Washington Street in Green Bay. It is their 1-year anniversary. It's a phenomenal place, folks. We're with Stephen, Jacob, and Brandon from the dispensary, their partnership with Heights Pub and Parlor. Got to ask you one other question in talking about this. And we talk about veterans, post-traumatic stress, or just different things to kind of chill out and everything. What are some of the things, if somebody said, well, you can go to the doctor and get medication for that. And you kind of touched on that earlier. What is your rebuttal to people that say that?
Most times doctors nowadays are recommending patients to go ahead and outsource to cannabis. And then whenever they get that green light from their doctors, and or if they're just curious themselves, whenever they come in and speak to a bud tender, there is no bud tender like the dispensary's bud tender in a sense of quality care and knowledge of product.
There used to be, and I certainly don't want to delve into the whole medical world of whatever, but there used to be a thing where some people that were on chemo used to have to illegally get something like this.
That's where it all started. As I remember, back in the Colorado days or the early California days, it was for those, what was it?
Charlotte's Web. Charlotte's Web was the original CBD strain that really kind of kicked off the movement with a young girl who was suffering seizures. Her parents found that cannabis or hemp-derived products would stop that. And so from that point forward, they started working towards legalization for their child.
Is cannabis, for medical reasons, legal here? No?
No.
Okay.
Nothing.
We do not have medical cannabis here in Wisconsin.
Medical cannabis.
That's why the exclusivity of the premier product at the dispensary in Green Bay, Oshkosh, Fond du Lac, Appleton, Weston, Janesville, Sun Prairie, who am I forgetting, Sheboygan. No matter where you go in Wisconsin, you're getting the high quality of product that you're looking for, no matter whether it be for menopause, whether it be for just chronic inflammation. Ourselves, we play in a men's league, basketball league. We're going to be hurting tomorrow morning after our game this evening because we're making our push for the championship. But each walk of life deserves a different cannabinoid, and not all cannabinoids can get you an out-of-mind experience.
Okay, I want to ask one other question, though, because a lot of times, and Tori brought up a really good point there. He has a CDL. Would this show up on a P test or whatever? A lot of people, if you apply for a job, you know, they say, oh, you got to do a whatever. What can people do, once again, we only have 1 minute, to avoid having to go through that?
Yeah, but does it show up on a UA?
Our receptor line.
You need to take a THC-free product.
That's what I mean. That you do
all
have
of
those.
These products that we're talking about, I think that most of them that we're talking about are a form of THC.
Okay.
You need to stick to a CBD type product like that, and THC-free, or in our case, a receptor line that we have available.
Okay. But so they should be aware of that.
Yes. These are THC products. They have THC in them.
Okay. We're at Stephen, Jacob, and Brandon.
Get their address in the dispensary. We haven't talked about that.
Where are you guys located? The dispensary.
Right here in Green Bay off of University Ave and Ulmer Court for Green Bay West and Green Bay East, depending on which side of the Fox River you're on.
Outstanding.
How close to the new Indian restaurant, Gippers?
I don't know.
All right, we're out of
time. It's actually really close. I think it's just
Stephen, Jacob, and Brandon, the dispensary, partnership with the Heights Pub and Parlor, which is where we are celebrating their 1-year anniversary. Come on down, folks. Free mimosas, free Bloody Marys. handmade by these lovely and personable.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
All those stories you've been seeing about high egg prices, not likely to change anytime soon. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, says that there's been another outbreak in the state of Pennsylvania. 50,000 laying hens that had to be depopulated because of high path avian influenza. And he reminds consumers, it takes a little while to rebuild that chicken flock.
Again, when we're talking the replacement time on those birds, it takes a while to get to that level. Plus, just a couple other things that come into play as well. And we've got a lot of cage-free laws in terms of restriction. That's tightened up the supply just because of the raising requirements for the birds. Plus, also, we just kind of got through the holiday window here, and the demand seasonally is always very good around the holidays. So we just got a little bit of a hole in the egg market in terms of supply right now. Unfortunately, though, given the avian influenza, it's not likely to see prices come tumbling back down to a more comfortable level for quite a bit.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. Markets and overnight electronic trade as we get rolling on a Wednesday. Looking pretty good. I've got numbers next.
Pests are trying to turn parts of the corn belt into the corn rootworm belt. But DeKalb brand says, not on our watch. Crush corn rootworm with DeKalb brand Smart Stacks Pro with RNAi technology. It's the outstanding yield potential of DeKalb corn with advanced protection against corn rootworm. When pest pressure is highest, hit back your hardest. Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Join the Midwest Farm Report team along with Wisconsin soybean and corn growers at the 2025 Corn Soy Expo on February 6th and 7th at the Kalahari Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. Learn from industry experts on disease updates, cover crops, DOT standards, weather patterns, and more. Comedian Greg Warren will bring humor to the closing of the event. Connect with fellow farmers and share ideas among the breakout session. And don't miss the popular beer and bowl session. For more information or to make plans to attend, visit cornsoyexpo.org.
On Tuesday, the barrel cheese gained 2.5 cents to 186.5. 40-pound block cheese was up 2 at 189. Double A butter, though, dropped 3 cents to 250 a pound. This morning, the February Class 3 milk that goes into cheese unchanged at 2039 a hundredweight. March down 3 cents right now, 2006 a hundredweight. Currently, December new crop corn's up 3 at 464. November new crop beans up 5.5 at 10.53. July new crop wheat this morning up a nickel at 5.75 a bushel. So just a quick market snapshot for you. Remember, more available anytime at MidwestFarmReport.com. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more anytime? Find all of it at CivicMedia.us.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny, not as warm today, but still a very nice late January day with highs in the mid-30s. Still a bit breezy, partly cloudy and a low of 23 tonight. On Thursday, sunny and warm again, still breezy with highs in the upper 40s. Right now, it's 31 degrees.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, Mayor Cavalier Johnson says the freeze on federal grants impacts literally tens of millions of dollars to the city of Milwaukee. Plus, should you get fired for doing porn on your own time? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Tens of
WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A car driven by a, quote, elderly and confused driver caused an emergency situation at Appleton International Airport Tuesday. Outagamie County Sheriff's officials say the woman drove past security through an open gate for construction vehicles. The woman was stopped by deputies a short time later. Sheriff's officials described it as an unintentional act that was resolved quickly. No one was hurt and no airport employees or passengers were ever in any danger. Northeast Wisconsin broke records yesterday with its high temperatures. Green Bay saw 49 degrees, which broke the record set in 1914 of 46. Appleton's high was 48, breaking the 1947 and 1989 records of 43 degrees. And in Oshkosh, the record high of 45 from 1919 fell when temperatures rose to 48 degrees. More warm weather is expected Thursday. Two Wisconsin Supreme Court justices have been asked to step away from ruling on Act 10. Republican lawmakers are asking Justice Janet Protasiewicz to step aside in the case that seeks to overturn a 2011 law that ended collective bargaining for most state workers. Protasiewicz campaigned as an opponent of Act 10 when she ran for justice in 2023. She called the law unconstitutional. Conservative Justice Brian Hagedorn helped draft Act 10 when he was Governor Scott Walker's chief legal counsel, and Democratic lawmakers have asked him to recuse himself from the case. There's good news this morning for Oshkosh families who love the train at Menominee Park. The Oshkosh Common Council voted last night to grant $50,000 to fund the necessary repairs and improvements for the train. Earlier this month, the city announced that the train and other activities at the park would not open in 2025 due to budget restraints. Community members criticized that decision. A permanent funding solution will be voted on in a future meeting. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Boy, Lisa, see Lisa here from Simple Life Hospitality. Yeah. She was like trying to get people to applaud like 20 minutes before we came back
out.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
She's like, she's our most enthusiastic person coming down to the Heights Pub and Parlor. We're having a great time down here. Folks, come on down. Free mimosa, free Bloody Marys, and Nikki just brought in a cake or cookie. That
cookie
looked
cake.
Cookie cake.
Oh, darn.
Did that thing look good?
It's on our diets.
She said that.
Zero carbs.
We're okay with that. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Benedetta Malker joining us.
I love how you said it's on our diet.
Our diet.
Me and I. Yeah, you're on. Okay. Get out of the way here. Let the heavy guys talk. Just step back, you. Welcome, guys.
Oh, hey. Good to be here.
It's good to be back.
This is like a little bit of a neighborhood get-together.
Yeah, we've been here. Actually, this is like the table we have sat in. Like every time we've come has been this back table right here.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not facing this way. So maybe this way we can turn so we can look at you, pretty ladies behind there.
Yeah, I almost changed my sweater and fed the fish, you know, just like Mr. Rogers.
Oh, very nice. I like that. I like that very much.
Yeah.
So what's going on in the world of real estate? A lot of different things happening right now, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, and for us, too. So I know we've kind of said it before, little teasers, but we're breaking away from Bay Area.
Yep.
And we're starting, and it's going to be in Brown County, and we're going to, of course, service all of Brown County, Kewaunee County, Door County. But we're making our own new little branch, and it's going to be backed by a different Berkshire Hathaway. And as a little teaser, and we'll probably talk about it next time.
Teaser,
it's going to be called The Collective.
Okay.
So we will have a new branch opening very soon in the area.
In Green Bay-ish?
In Green Bay-ish.
Okay.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like the old mayor would like that. Good point. Good point. Greenish.
Well, it's got to be exciting for you.
Very excited.
People don't realize, though, too. People in real estate, and Jim and I have both been there or whatever, people just think, oh, okay, you get your license, you hang out the shingle, and people all come to you. It's just the opposite in a lot of ways, isn't it? You got to work every single day from literally like right now till you go to bed tonight. Yep. It's an all-encompassing business, isn't it?
It is.
Much less when you're your own brokers and everything.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's every day is, I mean, we put in probably, well, during the busy season, probably 70, 80 hours a week.
Yeah. But well, nights and weekends are your busy time.
Absolutely.
That's when people have off.
Absolutely.
So,
But if you read, I don't know if Green Bay follows the national trends, but things are really slowing down nationally.
Yeah, they are right now. Inventory is low. So we're really hoping, I do know that they have forecasted kind of a I think it was 15% rise we had heard at our last convention. By the end of the year, they really believe...
Of available houses or pricing?
Yeah, that are their inventory...
Yeah, okay, that's great. That's great news.
So hopefully that is true. Next week, we personally have, what, probably about three hitting the market?
Yeah, about three.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so you can see it's starting to move a little bit.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. And it seems like, you know, all the questioning about, you know, the race. We've talked about that for, you know, months. You and I have all talked about it, or you, me, and Jim. And it's like, okay, this is what it is.
Yep.
Take it or leave it. Yep. Like it or don't like it. This is what it is.
Yeah. And like we've said, rates are always going to fluctuate.
Sure.
They're going to change. If you are wanting to buy and sell, do it. You can always refinance. That's the great thing about mortgage loans.
Right.
And the other thing I read was that there's a ton of empty bedrooms, because like when we were in school, Johnny, how many kids did you have in your family?
Seven.
10.
Wow. No, I never knew that.
We had 9 people at the dinner table a lot of nights.
Oh, my gravy.
But let's just, don't hold me to these numbers, but when John and I, in the 70s, like maybe 7% of one bedrooms weren't utilized. Now it's like 35%.
Oh, really?
Because people have smaller families for one, and there's people in their house as you get out and get to a smaller house. But that's just an opportunity to move from one to another. And people, you get so stuck in your home, and I don't want to leave, and a lot of memories. And I've been through that. But at the end of the day, you move. It's like, man, am I glad I did this. So
yeah. Well, you know, I think we need to kind of relook at how we define downsizing. You know, so for somebody who's been in their home for so long, they have tons of extra space. They may have floors that they don't go to anymore.
Right. That's what they are.
Downsizing is not necessarily moving your mortgage payment down. It's decreasing the size of your house. So you don't have as much to take care of. You may You may be moving into a condo or something like that where you don't have yard work anymore. You don't have to shovel. You don't have to snowblow. You don't have to mow. You don't have to garden if that's not your thing. So downsizing is really getting rid of all of that extra stuff that you just don't have time to do.
So I don't know if it's cleansing, if it's right sizing, whatever the term is, but it's a good thing to do that. But I'm a little bit of a conservative, and I talked to the people who are building this thing right across the street from us.
Sure.
It's what, $75 million, 200 luxury apartments. But I said, are you any condos? He goes, nope, they're all apartments. And, you know, I just grew up, and my dad, you got to own it. And I have a hard time paying rent, especially $2,000-$3,000, you know? So I just hope that we have the right product for our community. I understand rentals are huge right now, and everybody's doing it. But this whole right sizing, I think, is a huge opportunity for this collective that you're doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. And I will say, and you probably feel the same way, apartments are a great way to get a taste of the community that you're in.
Yeah, so, that's true.
You know, that's
that's what we did.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we sold our house, empty nesters. And we've always wanted to live downtown, so we gave it a shot. You know, we started renting downtown, and we're just waiting for the right opportunity to pop up in the downtown area here. But
I know now we're overly picky on where.
Now we're overly
we love
picky.
Being right here.
You know what, Jim? Yeah. We've talked about this before too. It's like there are some little enclaves in Green Bay that people might not know about that are real, like little neighborhoods where one person bought this house at, I hate to say it, but dirt cheap. 15, 20 years ago or whatever, and really converted into something really cool. And then somebody else bought one and did kind of the same. Yeah. And they're these little with real cool pride in their neighborhoods. You got to search them out. But those are in Green Bay. People would really be surprised, wouldn't they?
Yeah. You know, and you're starting to see that kind of, you know, come around in some of those old neighborhoods.
Yes, exactly.
Is, you know, younger, you know, whether they're millennials, buying them up and then just, you know, rehabbing them. I'm like, did I leave my ringer on?
No, that's Jim. He's new at this.
My phone's first way day. Over first here. Day.
But you know what I mean? You don't have to look at all these mimosa. Big exclusive whatever. You could find some really cool, well-kept places in certain neighborhoods.
Yeah. And with character that you can't afford anymore.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. One street that always fascinates me in Green Bay is when I go down Oakland. Yeah.
Yes.
Oakland is like
some of the most beautiful interiors and some of those houses. You can't believe it.
Think about that.
Yes.
That was the place.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. No, that and Astor Park. But it's just downtown.
You know, another thing I still love, and I like walking around downtown Green Bay or even just the outlying areas here in downtown Green Bay. And then you get a real chance to see the architecture. I just love architecture. I mean, think about this. Where we're sitting right now, Civil War veterans could have been sitting here.
It's
like 12 years after the end of the Civil War for the building we're in right now.
Yeah.
And I love seeing some of these ones, like on Monroe, and those streets have a lot of them. When you look way up, and they have the, is it the Widow's Tower?
Yeah.
Widow's Watch.
Widow's Watch.
Yeah.
Those are so cool.
Yeah, a little plug for Captain's Walk Winery. They've got one right up at the
top.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and a little fun fact about this building, right? You have the door from up there.
Yeah. Actually, I bought the door from upstairs there before you guys had the place.
Yeah.
But I kind of snuck a door out of here.
That's what it is.
But did Ashley sell it to you one night at closing time?
Yeah.
You hang out here long enough.
I thought I saw you walking on Washington Street carrying a big door back to the apartments.
Would you mind if I...
Johnny, you got a second.
I'm a regular. Yeah. I'm a regular. Yeah. Can I have the door?
Yeah. Wow. So it was my great uncle, Elvin DuPont. It was his door upstairs, and I don't know how the previous owner had even gotten their hands on it, but he was the doctor in the area. There were only a few back in the day, and he was also the coroner.
So wow!
It was his door. It was a hand-painted glass door.
So with his name on it?
With his name on
that
it.
That is so cool.
Yeah, so I asked the commercial realtor at the time. I said, you know, what is it going to take for me to get that door out of there? You know, how much...
Yeah.
How much? And he said, well, I'm not going to charge you any money, but he said, I really like sushi. So I got him a big gift card to a sushi.
And you're like, would you mind waiting until Tuesday? Because that's when it's $5.
Or $5 at Festival right on Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's there.
That's amazing. Where is it now?
It's hanging at my... I had gotten it... for my family. It's hanging over at Melcor Funeral Home.
Oh, sure.
Because it's my, my
sure,
I gave
your
it
family.
To, gave
yeah.
it to my
yeah.
brother. Yeah.
That's phenomenal.
Something that's really not sitting right with me is he was a doctor and a coroner.
I know, right? I know.
What report do I want to
fill out? I know. And then the family all of a sudden, just by chance, started up a funeral home business. Gee, what are the odds of that?
Right.
At that point, you might as well also
talk about one stop shopping.
Boy, you're really peeling the curtain behind that business model.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Some layers on that onion that are seeing the light of day. Wow. Well, give us a little plug. What's going on in the world of what you guys are trying to buy and sell right now? What are you looking for if somebody's looking to sell? What have you got to sell?
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk about what we got to sell when we come back. How about that?
That's great.
But just know that right now in winter is such a great time. We've talked about it before. It's a great time to list your house because competition is low and buyers are very serious.
Absolutely.
If they're out in this cold... they need a home.
And they are starting to come out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
We're starting to slow roll into spring.
I've noticed that because I pay close attention to it all the time, just even on Zillow.com and different things like that. More are popping out.
Yeah.
I like that.
And
hang on.
Oh, that's me.
That's me.
Alarm.
It's my alarm. You know what? You know why?
To wake up.
To go put some quarters in the.
Oh, in the meter.
Yes.
In the meter.
I thought they were like.
No.
I don't know how to use an app for that.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
That's a lot more
complicated.
Todd,
you gotta start working with them.
I was at the library yesterday, okay? And I had two dimes and a nickel. You're like, that's all I had. That's all I had. So it's like that gives you like 3 minutes or whatever, okay?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
So I'm going. I'm literally looking up the floor mat of my car, both sides, trying to find change.
Digging deep.
I was digging deep. Johnny, yesterday we had a meeting after our show. So our show's over at 9. And so I think it was 10:15. And I was walking back to my car. There was a guy, he had two parking tickets on.
Oh.
So think about that. That means it came 1 hour, 8:09. In another hour at 9, be cheaper than parking all day.
I'd like to get a bunch of those yellow envelopes, empty ones, just put them in my car every day.
That's what I saw a guy on TikTok do that.
Absolutely.
A guy on TikTok.
Hold the thought. Okay. Yeah. Head to the Adam Alcorn right after this. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar is brought to you by Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub.
Here are some events for Oshkosh West teams. 7 p.m. February 25th, girls varsity basketball plays Nina at Nina High. 6 p.m. February 21st, varsity gymnastics conference versus Kakana and multiple schools at Kakana High. Then 7:30, boys varsity basketball hosts Nina at Oshkosh West. February 22nd is boys varsity swimming at 9:30 and 2:30 at UW-Madison. 7 p.m. February 25th is girls varsity regionals. Location and opponent to be determined. For more events and details, visit OWHSWildcats.com.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar brought to you by Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub. Open to all those looking to break free from the tyranny of cheap pizza and powdered Mac. Locally sourced from the community for the highest quality ingredients. Zeroni's.com. Get back to Zeroni's. You know, the Macaroni and Pizza Pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zeroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to-go. Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zeroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zeroni's.com.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Where did Lisa Art get the crowd going? Oh, you know where she is?
What?
You know where she is?
Beth.
No. She's outside trying to figure out the app for me for the pregame. Like, you should have seen me at the library yesterday trying to figure out that app.
Gosh.
And then digging through my car to find two dimes and a nickel.
Yeah.
So you want no pressure? Go into the library where you got like 12 minutes total trying to find a book to read. Impossible. It's so hard you can't believe it.
I had I interviewed the mayor last week on my show, that Lean Local show, and there's some other people in there, and we talked about parking. I'm like, hey, oh, use the app. So the guy put it in the app, and and he went out there and had a parking ticket. So I don't know what happened. Either he didn't do it right, or somebody didn't do it right.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's a great downtown. We got Frank in the house, too.
Frank Productions. Lisa Malik is here. We're at the Heights Pub and Parlor, located right, of course, downtown. What's the actual address again? 217 Washington Street, downtown Green Bay. We've got free What? What did I say wrong? Did I say something wrong?
It's what north. This is north.
What did I say?
Washington.
That's North Washington. Yeah. John, I just paid for your parking. Did you do it?
Yeah, Joe, my app.
Thank you.
On her app. She's got
with the app.
Yeah. Your car on her app.
Yeah.
So I'm on your app?
Her credit card.
All right. Just give me your credit card number. We're all taken care of. Don't worry about it.
Your phone is going to get lit up every day while he's at the library.
If you get weird texts from people, they had the wrong number. Trust me on that. And if you get weird pictures, I don't know who they are.
That's like Elaine on Seinfeld.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly right. Like Elaine on Seinfeld.
Hey, when we tell people about your place
free
here.
Free mimosas, yep. Oh, free Bloody Marys. Nikki brought in an amazing cookie. Nikki, where's that cookie from? Okay, thanks, Nikki. Come on down and have some of that. Free Bloody Marys, free mimosas. We're at Heights Pub and Parlor, 1 year anniversary with Ben and Deanna Melchor. Melchor Real Estate. I'm just going to call it that right now. Melchor Real Estate.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Good.
Okay. So pick up where you were left off.
Yeah. No. On TikTok, I mean, we were talking about parking, but on TikTok, of course, I get all my news there. this guy pulls in, and it was genius. Somebody filmed him. He gets out of his car. And he had one of those yellow envelopes like you were talking about, and he just threw it under his windshield, you know.
Windshield wiper, yeah.
Yeah.
And did it work?
Well, I don't know,
we're told it doesn't.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Somebody said it doesn't work.
I think somebody in here has tried.
Do me a favor. Next time you get a ticket, next time somebody at our point, give me the yellow envelope, okay? And I'm going to park out. Even if my meter's, full, I still want to put that on just to freak out the meter person.
Put a little note on the other side.
Yeah.
Well, maybe have a good
stop,
day.
I'm going to do that.
If you'd stop calling the meter maid, maybe you would.
Whatever.
Hey, I just want to say, I want to get back to the Heights. Do you mind when people say the Oxfords was here? Because, I mean, I think a lot of...
Okay. Oh, it's 20 years ago, probably.
But still, yeah. I think a lot of people know this is Oxfords.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm not kidding you.
Yeah.
Just some people are like, no, we don't want to be... Okay, that's good.
Yeah, right. We can't hear you, but that's fine.
Okay,
Ashley,
that's great.
Talking.
Thank you.
Go
thank
ahead.
You.
Yeah,
all right.
Thank you for that comment, Ashley.
Was it free food? Is that what she said?
I think she said free food till 4 o'clock this afternoon.
She'll
that's
learn.
What she said. Yes.
All right. Yeah. So the real estate world here in Green Bay, Brown County, I should say, or Greater Green Bay, because you guys go up to Sturgeon Bay and.
Ben is licensed up in Door County and probably does a good portion of half of his work up there.
Yeah, I do about half of my business up there. But we got some good, juicy nuggets coming up.
Yeah. Well, you go.
Oh, me go.
You throw out the teasers.
Yeah. So I got we'll speak in broad terms because they're not quite on the market yet. We'll be in the next couple days. I got 70 plus acres up in Sturgeon Bay. Coming up, nice, beautiful old barn on it. Another old barn.
Yep.
Old storage.
Is there a house on there too?
There used to be a cabin from the mid-1800s.
Oh my God.
They had an electrical fire.
Oh, geez.
And they had to knock it down.
There's the barn dominium we've been looking for.
The barn dominium.
Because you can build a house on that property. Mm-hmm. I mean, zoned for that.
Well, so, does it have the septic and everything still there?
It still has the septic, still has the well there. So somebody would have to do is plop a new home on
hunting
there.
Hunting land at all?
Great hunting land.
Wow.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, when I went out there for the first time, I saw the guys in their deer stands. So.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's great hunting area up there.
Yep. Got another one coming up in Coloma.
Coloma? Yeah. Where's Coloma?
Is that in Germany?
Yes.
Coloma. That's Coloma.
Is that a town or a street?
It's by Oregon.
No.
By Portland, right?
He's
so confused.
Yeah.
Ashley,
Ashley, would you cut her off?
Yeah.
I know they're free, but come on. I mean, my goodness.
Yeah, she's out of control.
She's shown everybody her tattoos. Unbelievable.
Oh, please, there's video, right? So that people know this is not happening. It's in a beautiful area of Wisconsin.
Okay.
It really is.
Yeah, so it's geographically, just south of Stevens Point. But it's on Pleasant Lake, great fishing lake.
Nice. You guys get great properties.
They have an ice fishing tournament there this weekend.
This weekend.
That is cool when you get those kind of properties. That makes it fun, doesn't it?
It is.
Good for you.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm going to get back to, home buyers, first timers, give them some advice if they're listening.
Get pre-approved.
Boom.
Always get pre-approved. And I'm also going to say drive by the house.
Totally agree.
Because so much of what you are going to buy your house for is the street that it's on, the neighborhood that it's in, the houses around. You have to look at those houses every day. Make sure that you like the neighborhood. It's really quick to drive by before you spend all of your time kind of going to see them.
100%. And even the agent's time.
Yeah. And can I just say one other plug? We do have a business, too, that will be listing on Broadway.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, that's cool. But when you talk about knowing the neighborhood, driving around, walking around, and walk around, don't drive around because you learn a lot more walking. But there's also a lot of data on the crime report. On the Green Bay with their neighborhood
associations.
Don't
ask your realtor for that information.
We can't give it to you.
Just tell them where they can find it. Exactly. Yep. That's what I was saying.
All right. Ben and Deanna Malcor, Bay Area Realty, moving with the Malcors. You guys are awesome. You are such a big part of downtown Green Bay, which, of course, the Heights Pub and Parlor is. Awesome having you guys here.
Thank you.
Great being here.
Thank you. Whatever we can do for you guys, man, you got it. When we come back, Lisa Malik, Local 5 Live, will be joining us. Frank wandered in. He's pounding the mimosas back there. Quick break. Back after this.
Mama, let me be. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, we'll talk with Flack and the campaign for lead-free water before discussing how the biggest stories in national politics affect us in Wisconsin with Dr. Craig from Citizen Ag.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you. And it's time to get out of the house and get on the ice because the Otter Street Fishery is back. Saturday, February 1st, from 10 a.m. till 10 p.m., you can join the fun for fishing, music, raffles, pond hockey, kids' games, and so much more. And if you'd like to compete, you can join the Battle Challenge to win $3,000 in cash plus other prizes when you bring your latest catches to get weighed in. Head to WISS.FM, click events, and learn more.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Trump administration offering a mass buyout to federal employees as it tries to restructure the federal government. A federal judge temporarily blocking the freeze on all spending for programs. ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
Trump's plan to halt potentially billions of dollars in federal assistance has been placed on hold. The broad directive sparked confusion even at bigger programs like Medicaid, which provides health insurance for 72 million low-income Americans. States reporting they couldn't access the Medicaid online portal, instead receiving a warning about possible payment delays due to executive orders regarding potentially unallowable grant payments.
A vote today expected on the confirmation of Attorney General nominee Pam Bondi. Confirmation hearings begin today for HHS Secretary nominee Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Death toll in India 17 when pilgrims stormed a riverbank where people had been sleeping. This is ABC News.
I'm